家好，欢迎来到月月在线，我是白杰。最近一两个月以来，从中东到北非，许多国家接连出现大规模反政府浪潮，有的已经推翻了执政好几年的统治者，有的现在还在抗争当中。这股风潮也吹到了中国，一些中国民众在2月20号举行了茉莉花集会。
中国茉莉花集会的发起人2月19号在网络上呼吁，要民众在20号下午2点集合在13个城市的指定地点进行抗议或者沉默观察。北京王府井大街的麦当劳是其中之一，上百名民众围观。美国驻华大使洪博培也被发现隐身其中，不过美国大使馆后来否认大使是参与茉莉花集会。现场可见大批公安人员和记者，除了中国之外，台湾和香港也有民众声援。当天的集会和平落幕，但是有些中国异议人士因此被捕。中国安全部门为此加强了网络监视和信息过滤。
在今天的美国人这么说的时间，我们来看看美国人认为中东局势将对中国造成什么影响。Why do you think Chinese citizens are inspired by protesters in Tunisia, Egypt, etc. right now?
I think that everyone in the world is inspired by these protests, because itGives us a chance to look at how the world can be changed, when we're often told that it can't be changed and that people are a certain way and that we exist with these certain rules. But it's actually malleable. People are capable of stepping up and proclaiming that they want something different, even if it hasn't changed for a long time.
Why do you think they're starting to organize peaceful protests in China? Why do you think they're starting what they're calling the Jasmine Revolution?
Well, I think they feel...Peaceful is the way to do it, you know, so that people aren't hurt and there isn't bloodshed and that sort of thing. And so they feel, you know, it's worth a shot here and see if they can, you know, win some freedoms from their government as well.
They probably saw it work in Egypt most recently. Certainly not in Muammar Gaddafi, Libya.Not in Libya.
I think it's the vast numbers of people that they have, the government control over things that they don't want to be controlled about, and as they view the rest of the world and what's happening, I think it's inevitable that they will follow suit.
But the Chinese government is responding with strict security clampdowns. Why do you think they're responding with such force?
I think it's the only tool that they have in their arsenal. And if you look at Tolstoy or Mahatma Gandhi, there were very specific ways of countering these tactics, which is peace.You show up peacefully when you know what you stand for and you know you're probably going to be hit in the head, or trampled on, but you do it anyway because you know that it's right. And when there's a tide like that, that sweeps the world or sweeps a country, I believe it's unstoppable. I believe that it will absolutely prevail, even if it takes a long time.
Do you think China needs a revolution when they do have a regular switch of leadership, when, unlike Egypt or Tunisia, when a leader is in power for 30, 40 years?
Mm-hmm. Well, they do have a rotation of leaders, but there isn't a lot of big change in terms of policies and human rights issues and things like that. So I think they're looking for there to be some serious change.
Cases where a leader has been in power for many, many years obviously leads to a stagnation of growth in the way that people adapt to modern pressures of lifestyle. The Chinese people are completely different, though.They have their own culture and they have their own way of dealing with things, which is not necessarily the same as what happens with a more heavy-handed totalitarian regime.
Mm-hmm. And even though they're so different, they're still inspired by the protests, by the transfer of power in some cases like Egypt. Why do you think they're still inspired even though they're so different?
I think that the Chinese people have been held behindin their development compared to the rest of the Western world. And when they see people that they consider to be in a similar situation, they have a tendency to copy. But there again, the way in which they will copy it will be uniquely Chinese. Mm-hmm.
中国茉莉花集会的发起人呼吁民众每个星期天下午在指定地点聚集，对政府造成压力。活动的目的是借由北非中东的民主化浪潮促进中国的变革。以上就是今天的美国人这么说，我是白杰，我们下星期见，拜拜。